This is going to be a new ANAC I found today. It's 800-506-9951. I accidentally dialed it while trying to get my phone card.
AT&T. Please dial the area code and number you are calling.
506-9951.
Thank you for using AT&T.
800-506-9951.
Thank you for calling MCI.
You're welcome.
Our system indicates you're calling from 719-555-1212. If this is the number you're calling about, press 1. If not, press 2.
Yo, yo, it's Coder. I'm joined by none other than the latter himself. Welcome back, bro.
Thanks.
Yeah, it's been a little while, hasn't it?
A little bit. I've been a little bit busy with work and social life. So.
Yeah. Yeah, you see, us hackers don't have much of a outside social life. At least I don't, anyway. And I don't mind. But it's nice to have you back.
Thanks.
Now, I know I said I'd make this a great show, but it's going to be, besides the little something-something that Ladder has, which I'm sure he'll share, I'm going to talk a little bit about civil liberties in general. I know I've talked about this in times before, but a small chunk of the show is going to be dedicated to civil liberties. And the show, you know, it might take a turn for the worse later on, so I think, Ladder, I'm just going to let you drop the beans on what some exciting stuff we got going on.
Oh, what? Sorry, I was switching my phone from ear to ear, sorry.
Worse, so... why don't you go ahead and spill the beans now as to what you got.
Alright. A new hacking, underground hacking community is going to appear soon.
Alright, give me a second. Let me put the mic closer. Okay.
A new hacking is about to appear soon, and it's going to be sweet. We're going to model our community against Hack3R and RootHack. We're going to have a co-located server, probably, and run our own services such as IRC and a less known but still great protocol, SILC. SILC, it stands for Secure Internet Live Conferencing.
Mm.
It uses AES 256 or 2Fish.
Okay.
I trust it. It's worked out great for me, so...
Sorry, I was born after 1985.
Oh, what? Huh?
You said, I probably wouldn't know about S... whatever it is, because I was born after 1985.
Oh, it's brand new, so that's why I said probably would know, so... Well, it's not brand new. I don't know how new it is, but new enough to say brand new.
Right. And, is this hacking community that's coming up, is it going to be different from the current community that is in effect now, or what?
It's not really going to be all too different. It's going to be open. What's going to happen is we'll have an inner circle of just friends, like the four or five of us that start the group, and then we'll have like web services and IRC for the public people. And
gotcha.
And then the inner group will work on some projects that aren't open. They probably wouldn't even be known.
Kind of like HackTV, only not known.
I don't know anything about HackTV, so if I don't have broadband, I don't watch that kind of stuff.
You know about RFA?
Radio Freak America? A little bit, not much. What's it about?
It's an internet radio show that was created by Duel. It was pretty good. Lasted 99 shows, went for 2 years or so.
Is that the same Duel on FinRev's forum?
Yes, and it's the same Duel that was on this show 2 episodes ago.
I'm not sure if I was on that episode.
No, I believe it was me and Code Monkey on that one.
Cool.
I have to take a listen.
But, it's gonna be nice. We're gonna have some war games.
Nice.
We've got an idea for distributed war games, where everyone puts in a computer for others to hack. We have a central gateway, and each, war game server is registered with the gateway.
Kind of like hackthissite.org.
I never really paid much attention to that site, so I really wouldn't.
Oh.
I thought it was HTML hacking, and that stuff's pointless, so.
Is that sound you?
What?
Do you hear that kind of clicking sound?
Not that I noticed.
Okay. Might be the feds trying to get a pirate edition.
Oh, yes, that's right. Damn feds. Screw them. All to hell. No, because I'll probably be one sooner or later.
Eventually, they'll recruit you.
Eh, Probably not, actually. I'll probably apply and get turned down. So. But, I don't know, I've got another good piece of news. It's kind of spam related, not really, sort of, yes. Free IPS 2.0 has been released about 1 or 2 weeks ago. First, it was released August 14th. So, almost 2 weeks ago. But, it's cool. It's 100% modular, so the TCP part, it is done in modules, so you don't even have to include my intrusion prevention code, really, for TCP anyways, and UDP. It's on its way to be able to do heuristic analysis of payloads and packets and that kind of stuff. We're going to be doing a stateful packet stuff, stateful packet check here soon, so that we can do not only payload checking, but we can also check for NMAP scans, port scans, all that great stuff. Right now, I think free IPS blocks all the stealthy NMAP scans, but not its crappy Kinect scanner, but just the thin Kinect and then ACK scan. But that's about all the news I have.
Now, for most of you listeners, such as myself, I don't know, you know, maybe some of you don't know this, but Ladder, could you please explain what that program is that you were just talking about?
It is an intrusion prevention system. Prevention intrusion system.
Okay.
Or FreeBSD 5 and 4. It checks packet payloads against the database.
Okay, gotcha.
And if the packet payload is deemed malicious, it's dropped and
taken care of.
The connection is totally reset to UDP, since UDP is stateless. So,
you know, that would really suck if you're listening to some nice good shit like that was freaking 3 hours long and you're streaming it and some lame script kiddie decided to send a few malicious code packets your way.
Yeah, but, well, like, malicious packets are targeted for services. Like, vulnerable services. If ScriptKitty comes along, he doesn't really know what services you're running. He didn't bother to do footprinting. But, he just ran his script. So, or his compiled programs, whichever.
Yeah.
Whatever he feels most needs to do. So, but it'll prevent, or it'll try to prevent attacks. And of course there's going to be false positives.
And negatives, as to everything in life.
But in free IPS, I've really tried to make it so that there aren't false positives. In version 1, I did regular expressions, and I steered away from that because it required a PCRE, so I don't know, I'm not big into requiring libraries, so I took out PCRE, and I did two different things. I did just standard byte-by-byte checking, and also I did STR-STR checking, just basically if that string exists anywhere, which can create false positives and accidentally reset a packet or reset a connection.
Which would really, really suck.
Especially if you're downloading something like big.
Like in excess of 30 megs.
If you're not on broadband.
Yeah. Like both of us, we're both on dial-up.
Yep.
And now, before we move on, Ladder, speaking of dial-up, I don't mean to... Okay. We can always edit it if you don't want it in. But I understand you get your internet service for $2 a month.
Yeah, I work for the ISP.
Yeah, one advantage for working for the company you get your services from.
Well, it's going to be going up to $4 here because it's just a little two-month deal for $2.
Ooh, but better start cutting back on the eggs there.
But what's nice is that I've got 50 more hours than my previous ISP. I rooted my previous ISP's web service. So I'm kind of liking my current ISP.
I sure hope you didn't put that on your resume.
Oh yes, that's right. I rooted my old ISP's website illegally. Whoops, did I say that?
You know, before we move on to the main topic of the show, I have an interesting short story to share with everybody. I won't say what I was doing at the payphone. I won't say what. But a call did not go through, a specific long-distance call. Okay, I'll admit it. I tried to place a call to the Bellsmind PBX from a payphone. You know, just dial the number and wait for them to, say, deposit X amount of coins. Instead, I get, your call cannot be completed. Just dialed. I thought, what the fuck? And I called up the operator. The first operator I got tried to connect me to the long-distance operator, and turns out the long-distance operator was disconnected. Oh, well, fine. So I hung up, waited 10 seconds, called the operator back again. You know, normally Verizon operators, anyway, they answer with their number, like, 384, how may I help you? Instead, this operator, and I think it was a freak, I almost think it was a freak that had somehow gotten to the phone system, or operator system. But they answered as, you know, we went through its normal series of clicks and chirps and whatnot, and he said, operator, leave me alone. Like, and he hung up on me. I found that kind of weird because I've never had that happen before, and I don't think I'll ever have ever experienced that again. Unfortunately, you're just going to have to take my word for it because I didn't record it. So that kind of stuff. Have you ever had stuff like that happen to you, Ladder?
Not since I'm not a freaker.
Oh, that's right. I'm dealing with a non-freaker here, aren't I?
Yep.
Damn.
So.
All right. Let's move on. Let me switch. Here it is. Let me turn up the font. Fuck. This is going to be a bitch. Alright, alright, here's this news story I was going to aim at. Curfew aimed at curbing truancy. It's in Battle Creek, Michigan, a town not too far from me, that's all I'll say. And I happened to pick up an edition of their paper. It says, after being a Battle Creek Public Schools bus driver for 18 years, Mr. P. knows that there is a problem with truancy. He also knows that the new daytime curfew ordinance, unanimously approved for introduction Tuesday night by the Battle Creek City Commission, will reduce the number of kids who skip school. I'm definitely sure for that kind of curfew, it should have been that way a long time ago, blah, blah, blah. And he goes how to say and how he supports it. You know, it's a curfew that's supposed to keep kids in school. No big deal, right? Wrong. I hate, you know, I'm looking at the screen and I can't see very well and I'm like freaking 50 feet away from it, so just gonna have to bear with me for a couple minutes. So basically there's a truancy problem in Battle Creek schools, you know, that's everywhere, damn, stuff. Alright, let's see. The curfew would be in effect on days when school is in session from 7:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Okay, school hours. That's still not a huge deal, you know. They want to keep kids in school. Here's the catch. the new daytime curfew ordinance would require children ages 6 to 15 to be in school or face the possibility of being charged with a misdemeanor. Let me repeat that. The new daytime curfew ordinance would require children ages 6 to 15 to be in school or face the possibility of being charged with a misdemeanor. What the fuck?
I understand why that rule exists completely.
Okay, go ahead, shed some light on it, Ryder.
Well, I'm going to open up a little bit here.
Go ahead.
Sorry, choking on some cereal.
Yeah. Go ahead, open up.
Okay, when I was about between the ages of 13 and 15.
About my age.
Yeah, I was a stupid little piece of shit. I did drugs.
Ooh.
I skipped school. I did all that bullshit stuff, and I got picked up by the cops once, and it was not a good thing. So, I understand it completely. It really should be in school. I mean, what else is there to do? Do drugs? And it's very hypocritical to do drugs and stuff, because, like, you don't want people to disobey you, but yet you're disobeying the law. So, what gives you the right to say you need to do this and whatever? But, I agree with the law. I just wish more places would do it. Here in where I live in Utah, at least in the city where I live, you have to be in school except for lunchtime.
Right, and that's what this rule was saying. You know, they give an exception for lunchtime.
So it's a good rule. It'd be cool to see if, even if they find them, that'd be even better, because then the parent will say to the kid, you gotta pay this. Well, probably not a 6-year-old, but a teenager, yes.
Yeah.
They'll learn from it fast, and the city will generate revenue that it probably can use, hopefully not towards paying the
street signs and whatnot.
But more going towards education action and stuff. I'm pro education so much.
No. I agree with you partially on that. You know, kids should be in school. You know, not out doing drugs, not out, you know, making 16-year-old girls pregnant, fathering children and whatnot. You know, I totally agree with that. No big deal. You know, we should be in school, no doubt. But the thing they're instating is, you know, I don't have a problem with them picking up kids that are skipping. You know, giving them back to their parents, having some sort of punishment. You know, that's not a huge deal to me.
But current punishment is suspension. Why are you going to be suspended from school? Why are you going to leave school because you left school? It doesn't make sense to me. So, fine the kids. Making so that the kids have to actually pay financially. That is what makes sense to me. They won't do it because that means less money in their pockets to pay their cell phone bills and their car that they're going to be paying off for 40 years.
And their coke bills.
Their what?
Cocaine bills.
Yeah.
But, you know, I fully agree that they should have some sort of punishment, but I don't think it should be a misdemeanor right off the bat. That goes on your record. Sure, something should say that they had a tendency to skip school. Sure, enforcement should be taken. You know, but I don't personally think that a misdemeanor is in order, unless, however, they are a repeat offender. You know, then, you know, I ain't got no sympathy for you, bro. You know, if you've been out skipping school 20 times a week, hey, pay the price.
20 times a week? What the heck?
I'm being...
That's not even possible.
Let her shut up. but you get what I'm trying to say here.
I'm just kidding with you.
Yeah, I know, but you get the idea of what I'm trying to say here.
Yeah.
I mean, oh, the first time maybe they could make them do extracurricular activities at school, or make them clean the dishes, or...
What's the point of extracurricular activities? They don't care about it. They're not going to put effort into it. They're not going to learn it. So, it doesn't make sense. You there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm just thinking. It's just, you see, there's a small problem with both of our views. It's not the fact that we have views. It's just that the position that both of us are in. See, you've already graduated high school. You know, you've already done that thing. You've been there, done that. Me, I'm 15, I'm a sophomore in high school. I've still got, frickin' 3 years left, and I don't want my school having the possibility of telling the police to charge me with a misdemeanor. I don't go to Battle Creek either, but, you know, trends here. I don't want my school to have to charge me with a misdemeanor, or police, mind you, have to charge me with a misdemeanor just because I was on an extracurricular activity and they thought I was skipping.
Well, then, if you're on an extracurricular activity, then the teacher or office or whoever...
Yeah, I know, but my school's a dumbass.
What?
My school is a dumbass. They change my schedules all the time, but I won't go into that.
So, tell a police officer if you get caught or something, and it is school-related, but you don't have a note or...
Whatever.
That kind of stuff. Say, follow me. I'll bring you to the person who said that this is okay. And I guarantee you that the cop will follow you. If not, they'll give you a misdemeanor and you can fight it in court. And you've got the administrator right there, the teacher or whoever, that okayed you. So you're going to be written off. It'll all be fine. It's a good system.
I don't know. I just have some negative views about this. I'll just leave it at you have your views, I have mine.
Yeah, but my views are based on experience.
True, yes. You're taking the views of somebody who's been there and done that and had to face the problems. Me, I don't want to have the possibility of being charged with a misdemeanor just because, you know, somebody said a skip or whatever. But on the other hand, you're going to say don't be skipping or getting in trouble or anything, but I know where you're coming from, but I just think our points are different because of the position we are in life right now.
Yeah, of course it's hard, and I feel empathy towards people like that, but I'm still going to keep the same view. So, I know what I did was wrong, and
you paid the price.
What?
You paid the price for it.
Yeah. I almost didn't graduate because of it. I had to go to a crappy college somewhere to make up credit. If it wasn't for that, I wouldn't have graduated.
And you wouldn't be here talking to me right now.
I probably wouldn't be even talking to you. My parents would have kicked me out, so... I don't know where I would have been.
If not in a homeless shelter somewhere, you probably didn't want to be.
I doubt a homeless shelter, but probably like a friend's house or something. And then I'd be working at McDonald's.
Flipping burgers for $6.50 an hour the rest of the day.
Where do you work for $6.50 an hour? And 12. $12 an hour job coding PHP. Oh, my dream job. Except I wish it'd be more pay, but yeah.
Hey, I'd do anything for $12 an hour.
Well, it'd be only like 3 hours a week, but still, that's $36.
Yeah, dude. $36 goes a long way when you're a teen. But
after 18.
Yeah. When you get 18, you got the bills, you got the car.
I only pay gas in my car. My parents pay insurance and all that stuff. I pay maintenance too, but maintenance isn't much. I get good gas mileage too.
How much is gas out there anyway?
It's about $2 for a super unleaded 91 octane.
No, you mean the medium grade stuff?
That's high grade here. 91.
So, 91 is high grade there?
Yeah.
93 is high grade here.
I have a feeling that my car can't really handle 91. I put 91 in last time in 87. It was either 87 or 89 before, but my car's performance has dropped a little bit.
Wait, you're right. My bad. It is 87, 89, 91. Now, out here, as to where I am, in the Mitten State of Michigan, as I like to call it, in my particular area, here in southern Michigan, the gas prices for 87, the cheapest gas you can get, are hovering at $2.
Ouch.
No shit.
At least we're not in Europe, dude.
Fucking $5.
Yeah.
They say it's gonna get worse, but...
Well, of course it is, due to inflation and all that.
Yeah, economic crash.
So, are we just babbling on, or do we have the next topic?
Oh, sorry. well... Oh, shit. Okay. Now, the civil liberties thing. You know, I feel we should have a lot more than we do. And any law to suppress our civil liberties just doesn't fly by me like a sack of potatoes. I just, you know, I don't take it on notice. I didn't take the Patriot Act on notice. This Induce Act I got come up with, I don't like it. I hate it. I'm not for it. It's not me. You know, I feel we should have as many freedoms as possible without anarchy. Sure, there's got to be some, you know, control, as in every government, but when corporate America essentially controls the government, it just isn't working, because, everybody knows the story. They control the media, they control the economy, therefore they control the country. The U.S. government is just kind of like a puppet to them, and that's how I feel. I honestly feel we should have a lot more than we do.
Well, in regards to laws, I don't see how it can be like, oh, I hate laws, like, they suck.
No, I don't hate laws in general. It's just those specific laws that I hate.
Well, in my view, they were created because of abusers. And unless you create a law to stop abusers, it's possible that abuse... Oh, crap, my phone's dying.
Really?
I can't use the other line.
We can cut it short.
Alright, to wrap it up, laws are good.
Alright.
Unless they're taken to extreme.
Are you getting on IRC?
I will be.
Alright, talk to you then.
Alright.
Later.
Bye.
Well, everybody, that was TechNip 6. Cut short a little bit by Ladder's dying phone. See, the thing I've noticed with the show is no matter what, something goes wrong. And I can't quite understand that. It's just kind of surreal and yet funny at the same time. I think this episode has brought a whole new change to us. I kind of like it. It's a dip. I just like it. That's really all I have to say about this episode. Peace out, guys. All right? Late.